welcome to another Social Media Driving Licence podcast. It's Ange Fitzpatrick here.
And Andy Priestner. We're delighted to be joined again by Jaideep Prabhu, Professor of Marketing. And today we're going to talk to him about a few of the other social media channels that he currently uses. And so let's start by talking about Facebook. Do you use that?
I think that's probably the first sort of platform I got onto. Mm-hmm. And that was entirely driven by my extended family, which is very large. And they seem very keen on it, and I was not so keen on it for that very reason. Yeah. So I have a very passive relationship with Facebook. Okay. It's usually, you know, some of my relatives or friends from school inviting me, onto their webpage or whatever it is, and I accept, and that's about it. I don't do a whole lot with Facebook.
So are there any other networks where it's more of a passive relationship? Yeah.
I guess LinkedIn is probably the one that is another one like that.
Yeah.
But there it's not personal, it's much more professional. Yeah. And there it's usually my students who, invite me, as it were.
Yeah.
They'll send me an email and then I'll, accept. And I think it's grown entirely through that process. My network has grown entirely by me just accepting invitations from usually my students. And it's usually, I see, for their purposes, their career purposes, when they need a reference or recommendation, that it's useful to them. Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy to do that. But I haven't, I guess, found an immediate benefit for myself as an academic.
So you haven't actually used it to contact someone else in your network who you're now connected to through someone else, for instance?
Very rarely. I've done it because somebody has asked me, can you put me in touch with so-and-so, because you seem to be connected.
Yeah.
So I've done it, again, sort of reactively rather than proactively.
Yeah.
And a lot of it seems to be, as I said, driven by former MBA students typically, who need to improve their profile and perhaps get a recommendation and things like that. So I'm happy to do that, but it's been, again, perhaps a little bit more proactive than Facebook in my case, but not as proactive as, say, Twitter or ResearchGate.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. So LinkedIn has changed a lot over the last year, where I think it used to be just where your CV would live, and now it seems to be much more about sharing news and sharing articles that you've read. I mean, is that something that you pick up on passively as a listener rather than a speaker on LinkedIn?
So I've heard that LinkedIn probably saw the massive threat that was coming their way from Twitter and places like that and realized that LinkedIn wasn't as exciting for people and wasn't as engaging socially and was a bit static.
Yeah.
And so I've heard that they're doing a lot of this. They're trying to drive content and get people to generate content. I mean, that's one of the great things about Twitter is that people are generating the content. Mm. The platform itself is there just to help you do that. So I've heard that about LinkedIn, but again, I haven't done a lot of it.
Have you been endorsed on LinkedIn?
Yeah, that happens a lot, which is again very flattering. So I'm very happy to accept the endorsements, but that seems to be a bit of I scratch your back, you scratch mine, but in a very roundabout way it seems to work with LinkedIn. Because when somebody recommends you then and you accept it or whatever, it asks you to recommend a whole lot of other people, sort of randomly generated.
Yeah.
So it seems clever, but it seems a bit, contrived.
Yes, I know what you mean.
It's not very delicate either, is it? Quite large terms is often what you're used to.
So
what you're recommending
being endorsed for marketing, for instance.
But all sorts of things. You can get endorsed for teaching or research or all kinds of things.
It's such broad terms, though. Yeah. Sometimes they become meaningless. But it's interesting that you brought up the kind of etiquette of somebody endorses you and then you endorse them. I think that's something that is very much a LinkedIn feature. With Twitter, you don't necessarily reply to everybody who retweets your tweet.
True.
There's not that sort of almost intimate relationship.
So I think last thing we wanted to ask you, are you blogging?
No, I don't blog, and I've thought about it. And it's quite attractive. I know that there are many academics who have achieved a great deal of impact through their blogs.
Yeah.
Amongst other academics, but also amongst a wider audience.
Yeah.
I know some of our colleagues have done that very effectively. It just seems to me to require a greater effort than, say, Twitter. So a tweet is only, what, 180 characters. A blog is several tweets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it seems like one would have to think and perhaps do a bit more. And also, I haven't had a Meg come to my office and show me how to do it. So maybe that's what's lacking.
You've slipped here.
Yeah.
So, Ange, can you put that in the diary?
Yeah. By the end of the week, he'll be blogging.
But so there are the startup costs, but then there are the costs of maintaining the blog, which I think are non-trivial.
Yeah.
But I think it's a very fruitful thing. And for instance, I know that Chris and others, Chris Hope and others, have done this very cleverly of linking the blog with Twitter, for instance. Mm. And so you can write something on the blog and then drive people to it. You can write more substantial stuff on the blog than you can on Twitter. But you can drive people to your blog from Twitter and then have a discussion going.
Yeah, there's a definite relationship there. If you get them both working in tandem, they kind of build each other.
Mm. Yeah.
So, so you tweet every time you blog.
Yeah.
Say, here's my blog post. And drive traffic to it, which is, it's
I think that's a very clever, very creative thing to do.
Yeah.
I also only saw this happen once, but I think this was by a fairly senior economist in the Indian government who did a session on Twitter where basically it was like a Q&A, but in the Twitter sort of format.
Yeah.
And I thought that would be amazing. We could do internal seminars in the school even, and sort of have, blithely volunteering Christoph's time here, but Christoph, meet the director kind of on Twitter for half an hour, something like that. So there's many ways of linking blogs, and Christoph has a blog. He could, tweet and link it to his blog and things like that.
So hashtag ask Christoph coming to a social network near you.
Jaideep often leaves these podcasts with work to do, so he's going to go two floors up to the sixth floor now. Wish you well on his journey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time again, Jaideep.
My pleasure.